40 Days of Words, Let Your Words Be Few. Ecclesiastes 5, verses 1 and 2 say, As you enter the house of God, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. It is evil to make mindless offerings to God. Don't make rash promises, and don't be hasty in bringing matters before God. After all, God is in heaven, and you are here on earth, so let your words be few. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Yesterday, I talked about limiting the words we say to one another. Today, that same wise man, Solomon, the writer of both Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, is talking about the wisdom we should acquire when we go into the house of the Lord, when we go to speak to the Lord in prayer. One of the most important things to know about God is this: He's God, and we're not. So Solomon gives us wise instruction here when he says, quote, Enter the house of God, and when we do that, go in with our ears open and our mouth shut. We need to hear from God. Frankly, He doesn't need to hear from us. Again, He's God and we're not. We need God. He doesn't need us. He does love us and care for us and wants to provide for us. He does want to have a relationship with us, but need us? No. He existed just fine in eternity without us. Once we grasp that, we might better understand why God doesn't need to hear from us either. Ever tried having a conversation with a 2-year-old? They're trying to tell you about the lives which they're experiencing. You've been there, done that in so many ways beyond what they know. Yet you listen out of love. But as they grow, they need to listen to you even more. You know the way? You've been there before. You know the pitfalls. And so does God about you and me. My prayer, Lord, help me to remember every day that you are God and I'm not. Help me to let my words be few and listen more to what you have to say every day. Amen.